And we're going to dive deep into the predictions of Anthony Carr for the future. Again, some of the ones he did in the past. He did talk about and predicted a 9/11 type event, and it occurred. Documented Operation Desert Storm, that killer tsunami of 2004. Documented the discovery of the Titanic, the election of a German pope. All that happened. And he said it. Let's get into what he thinks will happen in the future, and we'll take your calls as well on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you, along with Anthony Carr. We talk about now some of his psychic predictions of the future, and then we'll take your calls as well. So, Anthony, I'm gonna pin you down.
Well, before you do that, I got to say, every time you come off a commercial break, you have consummate taste in the music you pick when you come back on. It's great stuff.
Thank you. We got a great team that picks.
Speaking of that, there's a great sax player in this city by the name of Russ Strath D. He put together a blog, a musical blog. You just got to check out, which you'll appreciate as a musician. It's called Fabulous Toronto Sound of the 60s. So all you got to do is go on my website, anthonycarrpsychic.com. There's a little button at the top right hand side. Push every page it turns. It's a song that one of the bands made famous, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Ronnie Hawkins, everything from this, you know, from this era in Toronto and the Yonge Street Strip back in the 60s.
Okay, Anthony Carr, psychic, I'm going to pin you down. What do you see in the future?
Well, I see... Will I get my crystal ball?
You probably use one.
What? I'm going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, George.
And these are probably some predictions you've already made, but let's just go through them.
Well, as we speak, here's one. I something about Alzheimer's, if I can just find it in my...
Like a medical breakthrough?
This is 2000, Stargazer, 2012. Just my way of my take on this, because, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. Familiar protein enzymes herald a major breakthrough in the treatment of Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Organic in nature, something in them adheres to and breaks down the elements which trigger deterioration of the brain that causes these debilitating physical aspects, trembling hands, etc. The treatment will stop them in their tracks. The same treatment will be applied to sufferers of Alzheimer's with equally remarkable results. This was 2012. And lo and behold, as my trusty techie guy, you remember Justin De Silva?
Yeah,
so
sure
he's,
do.
What's this? Strange. What's the... Wow, this is something out of a movie script. Some guy here who listens to your show all the time. It's Joseph. You remember me when I was a kid 30 years ago. I'm looking forward to hearing you on Norrie's show. In fact, we've got our alarm set for 3 a.m. to hear you. Cheers, Joseph. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm a filmmaker now, and I'm really interested in producing a feature.
Well, come on now. Don't forget these predictions. You don't want...
Anyway,
come on.
He just tweaked that to me. I guess it's on the website. Anyway, here, this was the 2012 prediction I just read you. This, apparently, just came out March 19th. Could memories lost to Alzheimer's be recovered? Scientists have assumed for a long time that the disease destroys how those memories are encoded and makes them disappear forever. Not true. But what if they weren't actually gone, just inaccessible, which I've said many times? And a new paper published by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Nobel Prize-winning Susumu Tonegawa, Japanese, provides the first strong evidence of the possibility and raises the hope of future treatments that could reverse some of the ravages of these diseases. The important point is this is a proof, quote, of concept, he says. That is to say that even if a memory seems to be gone, it is still there, and it's just a matter of how to retrieve it. They tried on mice, given a mild electric shock, and they had Alzheimer's-like symptoms. The first two groups, one normal, one Alzheimer's symptom. The first group appeared to remember the trauma of the incident by showing fear when placed back in the box where they'd been given the shock. The Alzheimer's mice, on the other hand, seemed to quickly forget what happened and did not have a negative reaction to the box. But their reaction changed dramatically when the scientists stimulated, this is the part here, tag cells in their brains in the hippocampus, the part of the brain that encodes short-term memories, with a special blue light. When they were put back in the box following the procedure, their memories of the shock appeared to have returned, and they displayed the same fear as their healthy counterparts.
Hmm.
What they do here now is they seem to be able to boost neurons to regrow small buds called dendritic spines that form connections with the other cells. It's a revelation, because they always thought for many, many years that once the memory was destroyed, the brain destroyed.
It was gone, but that's not true.
It's not true. It says optical stimulation of brain cells or optogenetics involves the insertion of a gene into part of the brain to make them sensitive to blue light and then stimulating them with the light to grow once again. So there you have it.
I'd like that. All right, give me more. I'm addicted to these things.
No. There was...
What do you see about, like, let me ask you some topics and see if you have any predictions from
media centers, which I've been predicting for years. Toronto here, they had the first medically approved doctor-assisted suicide only just a couple of weeks ago. So euthanasia centers for the hopelessly ill and sick until we get to the point of cloning where we can actually cause people, as in the Bible, to live forever.
What about a man on Mars? Do you see that?
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, again, I'm getting that sense of, it's not going to be as long as we think. Now, remember, I'm telling you this to be a revolutionary, amazing breakthrough in cosmology wherein they will be able to not have to traverse billions of light year miles to get it. And you're going to hear something about this, I think, within the next 6 months, 12 months tops.
All right, there's
in your lifetime, you will see that traveling to far off the end and revert, because I really believe these extraterrestrials will be. I know you've heard this a million times, but I really do believe that that we're on the very brink of, and as I've mentioned to you before, once this happens, once they show themselves, that all religions will no longer exist, because all the world will look up and wonder and say, this is what we were worshiping.
Geez, that's a huge prediction.
Oh, well, listen, what can I say?
Scientists are saying that a comet will come by and cause all kinds of havoc with us and bring all kinds of material that may hit the planet.
Is this nebula or something I've been hearing about?
It's called Planet Nine.
For some reason.
So do you see anything like that?
No. This is slipped beneath my radar.
No planet killers or anything like that?
I don't foresee anything like that. We've had, and I predicted just to you last year, I think a very close call where it literally skimmed off our atmosphere and went on into outer, before we even knew it, it went into outer space.
It was already past us when we figured it out.
And now your favorite subject and mine, Donald Trump, of course, Donald Duck Trump, as I like to call him, who will be trumped by Trump himself. So I told you this before. There's no way.
I predict a brokered convention.
What's that mean?
Brokered convention means that nobody can get to the convention with enough delegates to get the nomination, so they pick who the president's going to be.
Well, the first time I was on your show, or maybe not the first, maybe the second, this is first prophesied 2012. The world is stunned by an unexpected candidate for the presidency of the United States who will make former British Prime Minister Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher look like a panty waist. And it didn't say whether it was a man or a woman, but, you know, the way he's been carrying on. And let me just add one more little thing about you. He keeps going on about building this Berlin-type wall between the South America and the States. And we just know whose construction company will probably win the contract, don't we?
No, that's not going to happen. Let's take some calls here for you. They're lining up. Let's go to Janet in Butler, Missouri. Janet, welcome to the program.
Hi there, George. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, and you're on with Mr. Carr.
Hello, Janet.
How are you this evening?
Oh, 50-50. You know, at this age, well, today I think I'm 49-51. I don't have controlling interest quite at the moment.
Oh.
What can I do for you? You may ask me one question, and
All right.
Perhaps the callers the bee may answer it correctly, or may answer something else.
Okay. I want to know if I'll get married again.
You know, Jen, that's really an original question.
Hey, it's free.
Let me tell you. Let me just... So, if I said there's two men standing by your side, but sort of behind you, would that make any sense to you?
No.
All right, you're not dating two different guys or anything like that?
Well, what about, were you married twice? Were they seem to be on your right, sort of on your, well, be your right side to me and sort of behind you?
I've been married once, but it was a while ago.
Okay. And what about, did you have an affair with another guy?
She's not going to admit that, Anthony.
Well, let's say, did you date somebody which didn't quite work out the way you had hoped?
I met somebody recently that I'm not really interested in.
Well, isn't that always the way, right?
Why don't you tell her she's going to get married and make her feel good?
Well, hold on. Just let me. I don't want to make her feel good.
I'd be that, the happy psychic. Of course you're going
to
get
married. I'm trying to interpret this scenario, just like the Empire State Building thing.
And we got to hold her to just one question. We got a zillion callers coming.
Yeah. So of these two men, you really should stick with the one that you're not too interested in, because he really has a thing for you. And, you know, they say the song, Love is Wonderful, the second time around. And better that he's madly in love with you than you with him. And I'm telling you that you will probably, you're going to date, but I don't think that you're going to tie the knot officially. You're going to have this fellas, and you've heard this kind of thing a million times, but you're also going to be financially better off than you've been for quite a long time.
So do you, close your eyes and meditate when you do this?
I don't do any of that. It just pops in my mind.
Just shows up.
And you'll be living somewhere where there's a garden and trees, and you sort of have your own property, and it's almost as though you were given something or left something. I don't know what the circumstances are, but it's very pleasant and very peaceful.
Well, very good.
And no, it's not a cemetery.
No, we don't want that kind of peace. Not yet. Let's go to David, truck driving in South Carolina. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Are we done with
Hi, George. Hi, Mr. Carr. How are you doing today?
Oh, what can I say? I'm hanging out, hanging on, hanging out by my fingernails.
Go ahead with a question, David.
My question is, I kind of feel like I'm in a rut, and it sort of it is, and I'm just wondering, am I always going to be stuck being a truck driver? I mean, is this it really, you know?
I was just going to say, are you a truck driver? Because I literally saw a wheel of a truck in a rut.
In a wreck?
No, in a rut.
Oh.
Because he said he was
in a rut. Okay.
And certain words will trigger off certain pictures. See? Hold on. Let me just see. Now, why am I seeing a tire stuck in a rut? But you mentioned that, so I was just going to say, if you drive a truck for a living, you made that one easy for me. There's a older squat man here with gray hair. Unless it's you, do you have gray hair? It's a man who's has no neck, sort of. He has bushy gray hair, and he's pretty sort of squat. I like to describe him as Taurus. Taurus always.
You know somebody like that, David, or is it you?
No, it's I don't really have that much gray hair or anything. I know
because this fellow here looks like he's making you an offer to take over a position inside. Have you been super depressed? Has anybody been sick or somebody? Have you lost anybody recently?
My mother was sick recently.
She's okay now.
I'm sorry?
She's all right now, David?
She's fine now. I mean, she went to the hospital. She got out. She's fine.
Okay, and they keep getting the father figure up here. Did you have a good relationship with your father?
Well, yes and no. We really didn't speak the last few years of his life, so.
Well, I got something here that tells me that you're going to be very, very happy within the next 7 months. It will have something to do with driving, but it's a very pot. Have you ever considered, I don't know, limousine, like limousines? With limousine, I see limousines around you.
Have I ever considered what now?
Limousine driving or limousine? I'm seeing a beautiful limousine in your future. And again, no, it's not a funeral limousine. Do you say you drive truck? I'm seeing you standing or posed outside of a limousine or a beautiful new car. It looks like a different kind of a driving job or a profession. Does that make any sense to you?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, like I say, I really don't know, but it sounds like I'm going to kind of get out of the rut I'm in, and that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, it's not too, you know, like, I'll give you like 7 days, 7 weeks. There's a big argument over whether or not there's a woman mad at you about something. Oh, arguing that almost like don't give up your job or don't do this, don't try it, but you're going to go and do it and you're going to be successful at it.
Don't give up the day job, huh, Anthony?
Yeah, are you married or living with someone?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Did he say?
There you go. No, he did not. He said thank you and off he went. So when you feel these things, I mean, if you felt like death, would you tell somebody that?
Well, the thing is, you know, it's really hard quite often to tell exactly who it is, the person that's dying. If it, you know, even a psychic, usually the rule is you cannot predict your own death. Well, you can if it's pretty close. You get a sense of it. My grandmother told me that's the one that missed the Titanic by 4 hours. But every time, you know, at home, I do my own tarot cards at night just to see what the next day will bring.
For yourself.
Yeah, and every time the death card comes up, you know, the first thing I think of is, of course, being cowardly and selfish is me, and then after that, my family or my daughter or whatever, and then after, and never fails, the next day or the day after, I'll hear about the death of a close friend or some celebrity for whom I've read years and years ago.
We've been having a slew of those too, haven't we?
Yes, we have, and I forgot to tell you, I was talking with Sylvester Stallone's mom earlier today, and
how's she doing?
Well, good. She's 94. She's still taking tap dance lessons.
And, oh, that's great.
Playing piano, and you know, she has a circus background too. So I had asked her if she wanted to do some time with us tonight. I forgot to bring that up to you. I don't know.
It's a little late for that now.
A little late, yeah. But
where does she live? Does she still live in New York?
No, she's in Santa Monica.
Oh, is she?
We can try.
Sylvester, no, I don't want to wake her up. But Sylvester must have moved her out there, huh?
Oh, she's been there for years and years and years. And, you know, Sylvester's being very good to his mother. But she, you know, she comes from money herself. She's not exactly, her father was a well-known Washington, D.C. lawyer.
She's kind of psychic, too, isn't she?
Oh no, she's an incredible astrologer. She's very, very good at what she
does. Still keeps at it.
I would say, in America, she's probably the foremost leading astrologer, and you really should. And when we work together, when we're on together, we're like Mutt and Jeff and Abbott and Costello.
All right, Mr. Psychic, we'll be back with some final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, Jimmy Church manning the desk on Friday and Saturday, and then Lisa Gar on Sunday. So we've got some great weekend shows for you. I'm going to Cincinnati tomorrow to get ready for the Victory of Light event. Really looking forward to that. That's at the Sharonville Convention Center. Folks, if you live in the Cincinnati, Cleveland area and you want to come on out, just go to coasttocoastam.com or go to victoryoflight.com and get full information on that. And also, of course, don't forget, in St. Louis, June 18th at Lindenwood University, a major live event. I'm looking forward to this. Tickets are on sale. You can go to 971talk.com. That's our affiliate, of course, 971talk.com. Welcome back with the psychic Anthony Carr. His website, of course, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's Anthony Carr, C-A-R-R, Anthony Carr Psychic.com, and we'll get to your final calls in a second. Anthony, what's next for you on your plate? Do you go to events at all?
No, I don't do those. I have to be careful how I put this. Shall we say my work is on a higher level than all of these so-called events with all these psychics who go to these conventions and then they all sit behind the desk with signs over their head that says world's greatest psychic or world, you know, that kind of thing. I don't do those.
Do you ever try to debunk?
Well, I don't believe even the debunkers are really believe in themselves. I mean, perfect example is Randy, I mean, who came to me for readings. Even the worst debunker still believes. There's a part of them that still believes, and they come to me or others behind closed doors. Well, think of Croesus. Then he came to the Delphic Oracle dressed in rags to see if he would, if he attacked Athens, if he would, I think it was Athens, I forget my Greek history, if he'd be victorious. And she ingested the bay leaves and, you know, swam her head around, went into a trance and sucked in the carbon monoxide fumes that were seeping up through the rocks and said, "It's a great nation shall be destroyed," you know. So I took that to mean that, you know, he was going to have to fill it off. She was right, except it was his nation. So, you know, there's always that gray area. Nothing is entirely ever 100% accurately good or accurately bad, and that's a good thing. So, and speaking of which, here's a prediction you might be interested in. I started writing my predictions for next year, which is going to be a pivotal year for the world.
Tell us a few.
So here's, I think in my book of Stargazer predictions, this is 2010 and 2012, the coming year, or years, I put F in brackets, shall see the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx give up their secrets to reveal our connection with our creators, the star travelers.
That would be cool.
Our origin, well, hey, listen, it'll be a culling process. Even the Jewish people who can't wait for the coming of the Messiah, I say, don't be in such a big hurry because there's going to be a culling process of not necessarily the good or the bad, but whatever they deem to be the healthiest or the purest. I think the only thing that would save us from being consumed by aliens is, I think on our derriers, with all of the artificial things we take into our bodies, they'd have a stamp that says unfit for alien consumption.
Yeah, reject.
So it says here, our origins are finally revealed. So, and life's eternal secret to be discovered in the hidden sepulchres of the Great Pyramids and Sphinx. This, of course, begs the question, what is the secret of life doing in the House of the Dead? So, 50 years ago, I made this prediction the first time. Egypt's mighty Sphinx will be the site of a startling discovery of ancient records that rewrite man's history, and or if they come from the skies, like I told you, everybody will then know, man's history and his reason for existence on this speck of dust called Earth. It is our association with our cosmic progenitors, the star travelers. And again, I say the most incredible archaeological discovery since locating King Tut or Tutankhamun, long hidden burial chambers around the Sphinx and the pyramids will yield untold valuable information concerning man, that is to say us, and our relation to the heavenly star travelers, or if you so choose, God. A sign in the heavens for all to see will apprise us of the imminent return of the shining beings who created us. And all through the Bibles and the Quran and the Mosaic books, it's always these angels with shining suits or outfits, as you may recall. Then peace shall reign on earth. But until that day, yet, I shall continue to predict this event for as long as I am still around. So strongly do I feel its truth. They are coming. Proof positive, then, that the soul or electricity survives death is discovered in the pyramids. Worldwide, one by one, they will give up the ghost, quote-unquote, as old religious notions topple like tenpins in a bowling alley and the new religion arises, which is really not, you know, a religion in a sense. This will be what they are. Now, a couple of days ago, Justin DeSilva came up with this story because he watches for these things for me. It broke, what, April 4th or 5th? I think it was online 2 days ago. Researchers say existence of hidden rooms at Great Pyramid of Giza found when the Ventura Daily Science paper, thermal scanning of the massive structure indicated that a few of the limestone blocks were hotter than others. They've already found something interesting, mysterious heat spots across the pyramids, including
weird.
That area. So check it out. It's on the pyramid. And I fully believe that this is where all this is leading to. And we will then have all the answers, and we'll be more at peace with ourselves and so on. And that goes through the Pyramid of Giza. And don't forget, the inscriptions say that Khufu, I think it was Khufu.
Khufu, yeah.
People have been misinterpreted as saying that he built the Great Pyramid, but that's not what it says. According to the Rosetta Stone, that the Khufu repaired the Great Pyramid.
That's right. That was built way before him.
Way before that. See?
Let's go to some final calls here for you. Kevin in Louisiana, welcome to the program. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, George. Man, I'd say first-time caller, and I've been listening since Art Bell.
Well, thank you, sir.
So, very long-time caller. I know you have a lot of calls, so I'm going to try and be real quick. I've had an on-the-job work injury back in 2009. I've been off work ever since. I have chronic pain. I take pain meds all the time. And my question to you is it going to get any better for me?
What was your first name? And you had a what? An injury? Did
on
you
the job. Yes, on the job.
Job-related injury.
Yes. I take pain meds every day. I'm in pain all the time.
I hope you're not mixing it with alcohol.
Hey, go to this website too, Kevin. Go to relieffactor.com. Trust me.
What'd you say, Kevin? You know, don't drink with that.
I quit drinking over 20 years ago, so I don't drink.
Okay. I was picking up that, so maybe that's why.
That's what I'm going to send him, to relieffactor.com. There's my psychic prediction.
The word traction comes to mind. Have you tried traction?
I've done therapy. You name it, the doctors have done it for me. Like I said, it's been, what, 6-7 years since my injury, and I've had 4 back surgeries.
I'm seeing something here that looks like, again, going under the knife, acupuncture, but this time it'd be successful, but it's not where you are. It seems to be far away in the city. I almost want to say up here, up north.
I am from up north, yes. I'm from Kansas.
Oh, you are? Is that up north?
Well, it's more up north than Louisiana is, that's for sure.
You sure your name's not Dorothy? No, I'm just kidding. But I see you coming north, and this surgery, which is almost tantamount to acupuncture, is going to relieve you tremendously. I almost get a feeling of a relaxation, or, you know, what's the word? It's going to change your life radically. And all of that trouble will be... Whereabouts in the back is it? Is it like higher up or?
It's lower back.
Lower back, Anthony, and we got to move on to some other callers.
Okay. Listen, the first time you get an offer to see this doctor up north, go and do it. My opinion is, and you're not supposed to give them medical advice, but apparently they tell me I'm pretty good at that. Listen to what this guy says. It's a form of minor surgery with very small instruments, and it's going to change your life radically for the better.
Anthony, in your career, what has been, in your opinion, the biggest prediction you've made? Was it 9/11?
Well, actually, it was the murder of Pope John Paul I was one of them, of course.
No, of course, never proven yet, but...
Listen... Anybody that goes on the Vatican balcony and says, I am going to open the Vatican bank books to see where the millions of dollars have
Well, been. That wasn't very wise, was it? Let's go to Sue in Sacramento. Hi, Sue. Go ahead.
Hi. I want to know if it looks like I have a good opportunity to get another job. I was talked to about maybe working... in the pharmacy, do you see
you know, again, I wish you hadn't told me that. I was going to save you work with fine instruments.
A new job for her, Anthony. What do you see?
I was going to say the medical profession, but you took the wind out of my sails. This, you absolutely will be working at a new job, a new career, and it has to do with fine, sharp instruments. It's funny, it's almost like the last fellow with the surgery. There's a 3-month course required that you have to study or take after that. It looks like it'll be in a place where you work with lots of other people in white coats, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, no, that's not what I was talking about. Mine was just working in a pharmacy.
Well, some people in white coats. Pharmacy, pharmaceutical products, but there seems to be a whole bunch of people around you. So, hold on one sec here. Let me just... what's your birth sign right there?
Aries?
Aries.
With the planet Uranus in Aries. And what day is your birthday?
March 29th.
So you're early.
I have Leo rising and a Cancer moon.
Okay, so you're already in transition. You've already left the place, or you're about to leave a place. There's almost like a feeling that you have to study something. I've got a sense of emotional satisfaction. You're going to be very again with. You're going to be in a place where there's long tables, other men. People would wear these long coats, and you're standing at one of the tables. I wish I could see something clear. It's almost with bright sunshine outside. I can see, looks like palm trees. Where do you live?
Sacramento.
That's in California, is it?
It sure is.
It is. Well, I would say, and especially with the Ace of Cups here right at the very end, that you will be very happy. And it is near or over water. You will have to cross a little bit of water, or you'll be down water, and it's about. And you know what? There's like a whole new lifestyle and almost a whole new romance here for you.
Can the future be altered, Anthony?
No, absolutely not.
It's etched in stone, huh?
Etched in anything stronger than stone. Is she still there?
No, she's moved on.
She's moved on. You mean in the spiritual sense?
In a spiritual sense, she's moved on.
Oh, by the way, I saw your picture on the website for the subject. You have the perfect face and figure for television. That's my prediction for you.
Well, you're a little late. I've been doing some TV.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, one thing about, what do you call it, late predictions, they're 100% accurate. I tell you, at my age, I have the perfect face and figure for radio. So let me tell you, I meant to tell you during before that last break there, but you definitely have that that look and that appeal, and you're going to be doing more of that, more television,
well,
more upfront, and hopefully you got a band behind you too.
That's right, the Anthony Carr Band, right?
Well, that wouldn't be right.
What instrument do you play? What do you play?
I play saxophone.
The sax.
I'm on the
actual. That's right.
Because this little office that I use it to practice because I drive everybody else crazy with it. You know?
My granddaughter, Ari, played the sax for about 2 years, and she got pretty good at that, but she gave it up.
How old is she?
She's going to be 22.
Yeah.
She's
22 and some.
She's got a boyfriend.
No. I was going to say she'd pick it up again, but I'd say all kind of musical instruments around there, too. What does she do?
She's in her last year of college.
Is she hooked up? Is she going with a musician type or anything? I see all these musical instruments.
She just got a brand new boyfriend. I don't know if he's a musician. I'm going to meet him in another week or so before I come back to L.A.
She wants
Papa to meet him, so here we go.
I told you before, I think she would pick it up again because of that.
Absolutely. Anthony, anyway, the clock has got us, so we're going to do a little time traveling and move on, okay, my friend?
Well, let me just say a happy birthday to the guy in my other band, Q. Happy birthday, Q. His band is Port United. This is an Indian band that combines old rock and roll, and boy, are they good, let me tell you.
That's pretty interesting. And, of course, your website, anthonycarrpsychic.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Gina Salvati, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borlson, George Knapp. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.